Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Nerallo monthly call taking place on Monday, 8th of May 2017 at 1900 UTC. On the call today on our English channel, we have Glenn McKnight, Judith Hellerstein, Alan Greenberg, Wes Boodwill, John Laprise, Lee Maker, Dave Anantilaksing, Howard Zinn, Eduardo Diaz, Hubert Montalvo, Louis Wu, and Javier Zua-Hobet. I also would like to add that Dustin Phillips is on the call as well. On the French channel, currently we don't have anyone. And we have received apologies from Dana Perry. From staff, we have Heid Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Yeshim Nazlar. Our French interpreters today are Camilla and Jacques. And finally, as always, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcription purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. And over to you, Glenn. Thank you very much.
Great, thank you. I would just like to do a call out. Did we miss anyone in the roll call on Adigo or Adobe Connect? Just have a chance. I see Louis has made a correction. He is on the French channel, for the record. Okay, welcome everybody. We had a short meeting, which we only had two agenda items at our last call, which we did during our lunchtime at our General Assembly. We only did the rules of procedures and our pending election. So we're back to our normal monthly call. Welcome, everyone. I'd like to start off with a call out to anybody who has any community announcements to share with the community. So if you're on a Deagle, you'll have to shout out. And if you're on the Connect, just put up your hand and we'll recognize you. So go ahead. Is there any community announcements? Okay, going once, going twice. Okay, thank you, folks. So this is a quiet month. So let's just move on to the next item. The next item is an update. A number of our community members submitted proposals to the FBSC for financial support, and I'd like to turn to Heidi to just give a summary update and what the status of those submissions are.
Hi, everyone. This is Heidi. Welcome. Just on your agenda, I hope that we have the link to the at-large fiscal year 18 approved additional budget request. And on there, you will see that there are several for Nerallo, and just wanted to go through a few of those. The first one is that there is one for the IGF, and I've heard, actually not for Nerallo, there's one for the ALAC that, and the ALAC subcommittee on outreach and engagement that Glenn has submitted the draft for. Glenn, I don't know if you want to go into that at this point.
Yeah, many of us, actually 22 of us attended the last IGF for different purposes. What we did is we put a proposal to the FBSC to have an outreach effort, which included a booth and a talking opportunity. But combined with that, we also had to do an IGF proposal. So many of us, Judith, myself, Dev, and others, we created a proposal for outreach and engagement. So what we have is we have the support from ICANN, but it's all pending whether or not they'll accept our IGF proposal. So we have to wait for a little while for that. Back to you, Heidi.
Thank you. Just on that one, so basically it was ALAC and the ALAC subcommittee are going to be given two slots, and then those three RALOs, AFRALO, APRALO, and URALO, will be given two. And the initial one, the ALAC and the ALAC subcommittee and outreach engagement, is their travel is required to have at least one RALO workshop approved. So I think that is, you're in good shape there. So thank you for displaying that document that I mentioned. So, Glenn, did you want me to just do the Nerallo one then?
Yeah,
or?
Oh, because of time, Heidi,
okay.
People, if we have the links to the rest of them, they can review them. So,
okay, well, I mean, I know Javier is on the call, and we have the North American School of Internet Governance that he and Eduardo and Alfredo are taking over. I don't know if they want to go over to that one. That's going to be an amazing day right before the Puerto Rican meeting, and I know that they're well advanced in their plans.
In fact, Glenn, I'll interrupt you since you mentioned that. Eduardo, would you like to speak on the progress of the committee?
Yes, this is Eduardo. We have put together a group of about 24 to 25 volunteers, which includes Glenn and Susan Gary from the San Francisco Bay ISOC chapter, which is we incorporated here in this committee because the next North American school will happen over there. In any case, we are working within a group that is working with the curriculum, and I believe by the end of next week we will have a very draft program in place that we will share with everyone, and then from there we will start shaping, you know, the facilities and the rest. So our plans it's geared to have everything ready by the end of this year. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Heidi. And then the second one, last one that is specifically for Neuralo, is the Global Indigenous Persons Mentorship Program in support of fellowships as proposed. That is the official name. And basically this is a global expansion of the pilot last year for the fiscal year 17 additional budget request that was just for Neuralo, where we had the two Indigenous representatives go to Hyderabad. Now, this one is going to be expanded to include Indigenous peoples from around the world and go to two ICANN meetings, ICANN 60, Abu Dhabi, and ICANN 61, which is Puerto Rico. Now, again, just I wanted to stress that this is basically within the fellowship program. So I think that the first step, I know that we're planning a call in the next week or so just to discuss this, and I think that's going to be really the key point of how we need to collaborate with the fellowship program to go ahead and identify how this is going to be implemented. And then we can pick whether they can be ALS representatives, whether they can be individuals, et cetera. That, I think, has to be determined still. I think that's it. Glenn, over to you.
Yes. Loris is on the call, and since she produced the proposal. Loris, did you want to add anything on that? No, I do not hear Loris, but I know we're trying to set up a call as soon as possible on this to follow through. Great. Thank you so much, Heidi. Go on. Back to you, Heidi.
Well, that's it. This is Heidi. That was it for Neuralo. Those are the two Neuralo ones.
Okay. Heidi, just for the rest of the community to realize, I understand from the last FBSC call that the number of applications has increased substantially over the years, and we had incredible success this time in terms of the applications. Is there any guidance you would like to give to the community on next year's call?
this is Heidi. Well, I think you have a fantastic record. Just as that workspace says, overall, within at large, 19 out of the 24 were approved. Now, again, some were approved in terms of going into core or going and using the crop, suggesting that they use the crop funding or et cetera. But, in fact, yeah, 11 were core. So that shows that they're very innovative requests that are taken up after, couple years of being a pilot, then they're taken into the core budget, which I think is a really good success. The only point I would say is just if we could collaborate, if there's anything across the regions, across RALOs, just start early. The process of fiscal year 19, if you could already meet, perhaps have that on an agenda item for Neuralo going into September, October, and then bring it up to the regional leadership by Abu Dhabi, just to identify some of the requests so we can have those ready to go by the end of the year.
Great, thank you. A couple of other ones that we were involved with, myself was on the policy tracking proposal for TTF, but I would just like to give an opportunity to Judith to call out on the captioning, extensive captioning proposal she did. Judith?
Yes, this is Judith Helsing for the record. Yes, so we captioning was one of the projects that went for two pilots and then went into the core. And right now we're looking, we're putting together the original captioning team and as well as others who are interested in joining the group for the next level and figuring out with Robert Hogarth's team how we bring this to other constituencies and how we get involved and how do we make some of these exciting new core decisions. So if anyone's interested in joining this captioning team, let me know.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, so I think that's the point that Judith is trying to make. The last thing is there is a working committee, and Judith can share that information. If you're passionate about the interests for special needs, the disabled community, this is a great time to get involved. It's a great project. In fact, Goran made fantastic comments at the general forum, I believe, or the meeting with the it was with the board and ALAC last session. So it's an exciting project. Okay, I just want to move on. If there's any other questions, I know we had one proposal that didn't get succeeded, and I think it was an excellent proposal that came in from Evan. It may have been a little too innovative. It's probably being worked on, and I know Alan was talking about that. Evan's not on the call today, but it's if you're not aware of it, it was a contest. It was a primary social media video contest on making the complex topics much more, I guess, plebeian or more simple to use and an innovative way to communicate complex concepts that circulate within our ecosystem. So I hope that will surface again, and maybe that's something, as Heidi said, we get working on it early in the stage. But I want to ask Alan if he has any comments on that.
No, not really. At this point, I don't know what the current status is, but okay. Heidi may have some more information, but I don't.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Heidi, did you want to broach that or just leave that?
I think at this point, just leave that. I'm cautious.
Okay, I think you're prudent. Okay, folks, moving right along on it, where the next thing is our Norello General Assembly. It was a fantastic event. We will have a complete report. It's just being edited as I speak. I'm hoping that it will be all to you, the action items and the report to you this week. In the all the pictures of each of the railos are posted. The general photos are posted as well for you to share. And I guess I'll open it up to the community to give some comments because it was a unique experience. I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, both of you, Sylvia and Heidi, I don't think General Assembly has coexisted with an RER before. So I just want to open it up to the floor for comments on the General Assembly. We're a quiet bunch today. I guess I'll single out people. Judith, any comments?
Sorry, this is Judith Helsing for the record. No, I think it went really well. And we discussed the ideas of maybe if we're going to do it with an RER next time, we might do the General Assembly before the RER starts to give people a little background and more able to participate. I think that was one of the main comments that was brought back that we wish we had the GA before the Aaron meeting instead of after.
Yep. But yeah, very, very valid point, Judith. That's an excellent point. Thank you. Javier, go ahead.
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Just on the
on the DA done with Aaron, I think it was evidently a great idea. The way, you know, the critical mass that an Aaron meeting brings, you know, in terms of speakers, it's a net gain for any Naralo GA. I mean, we had, as you all know, we had regional registries. We had, I mean, besides North America, we had ICANN organization. We had Goran with us, and so we had great speakers that were there. I think mostly because of Aaron, and then of course, you know, the opportunities that one had to just network and just speak to interesting folks and you know, just bounce ideas of people. It was a great opportunity. So congratulations to everybody that helped out. It was really great. Thanks.
Great, thank you, Javier. Howard, you're next. Go ahead.
I guess in some senses, the putting it together with Aaron, I thought was quite powerful in some ways because Aaron was very new to me, the whole concept and so forth. But what I sensed from it was that Aaron, while its underlying importance, it's in a maintenance mode and they can keep going. But it's Naralo to me, or the Rallos, that seem to have the scope for change dealing with consumer trust. And to me, it was very much so much more scope within Rallo and ALAC than it would be in Aaron. And that's coming from, like I say, I won't say naive, but a limited view on what they'll do. But for me, it was starting to meet some people, see the personalities, see more where I can play, seeing where some of the issues are and tensions are. And from that, that's largely where I think I can learn, is to see, you know, some of those tensions indicate where like the issues are and what can be done. So, and also the fact that we had a chance to listen and talk a bit with Goran. I mean, that's impressive. And so, like I say, that face-to-face, getting to know people, see what they look like, see what they sound like, and that I found very, very powerful.
Great. Thank you, Howard. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else to give a comment?
Hello, Glenn. This is Silvia Vivanco. Just want to again congratulate you and Judith and everybody on the organization of the Naralo GA, and particularly with regards to keeping all the proceedings documented post and previous, before and after the GA. And just to let you know that the transcripts and recordings are posted, so you can download and listen to them again. The quality is not quite perfect. As you know, we were not we didn't have the ICANN facilities. However, the transcripts are okay. So please, if you want to check them out again, they are posted on the wiki and the action items are posted again. So there is a lot to follow up on. And that's all. Thank you.
Great. Since you're on the phone, or Adobe, Sylvia, do you want to walk together through what's on the front screen? Because this is the legacy that's got to come out of our event. It's great for us to see each other, but we have to have some action items. And what we did is Leah and Judith did extensive collaborative notes, and the notes were to try to capture every segment of the session, what is the priority for our community, what actions do we need, and we had really good breakout sessions, and those sections had tangible actions. So what we have, and one of our guest speakers today is Deb, talking about the onboarding sessions that we'll be organizing and our information sessions on working groups. And as you can see in the chart that we provide the link, is the chance for us to capture what is concerns for you, educating and elucidating the policy issues, getting you involved with working groups, finding out what your interests are so that we can actually help you develop and grow within our community. So, Javier, do you have a question? Or is that an old hand? Might be an old hand. It's an old hand. It's disappeared. Okay, everybody has an idea what we're trying to do with the action items, because this is going to be something we're going to be tracking over the next number of months. We'll be doing sessions that hopefully will tie back, and we're just really excited. So, again, I've said this before. This was an incredible collaboration of a lot of hard work. We documented all the logistics, what we learned, and there will be an extensive report that you can all read. But it wasn't possible without the cooperation of ICANN and the staff, and it was really quite appreciated what they did. I can tell you from our perspective, Judith and I, we went back and tried to find the documentation on past GAs, and there was really nothing there to help us. I'm hoping who in the future, because obviously we're not going to be doing the next one, whoever comes on to do the GAs in the future, they'll have a good roadmap to follow through, so with our presence or otherwise. Okay, so if there's no other comments or questions in the Q&A, I'm going to go right to Judith, if you don't mind. Judith, would you mind talking about the rules of procedures?
Hi, yes, this is Judith Hellstein, for the record. John Moore wasn't able to make the meeting today, but he is working on, during the GA, he discussed his work on the rules and procedures, and and people sent him the comments, and he's working on adding them into a collaborative document, which he will then post on a Google Doc. But as you know, we had a review, and we write all our current rules and procedures, looking at how we can improve things, how we could describe different things, how we can describe what we meant by active status and not. And so we went about with a small committee looking at revising these rules, and that's what we presented at the GA. And we are still in the feedback mode, so if you saw what we had out there and you have some additional comments, please send them to us, because he's adding them into a document, and then we will put out, when he's finished, we'll put out another version of the on a Google Doc for everyone else to comment on.
Okay. Thank you, Judith. Any questions from anyone on the rules of procedures? Probably it's appropriate, Judith. Why are we doing this in the first place? What's the reason? Alan, I'll get you in 1 second.
Yes, it's Judith Halstein, for the record. We are doing this in the first place because when Glenn and I noticed about a year ago when we were trying to decertify a bunch of ALSs that were no longer active or no longer wish to be part of Novalo and said, please take me off your list, we found that our rules and procedures hadn't been revised, and there was a lot of things that we needed to make sure that we did, that were updated so that things could be done correctly. And so we took a look at ours. We took a look at several of the other Rallos, AP Rallo, Urallo, Lac Rallo, and others, and we took best practices from each, and that is how we sort of created the rules of procedures, so we could have a flexible, and also we could have an easier way if an ALS decided they didn't want to be part of Novalo anymore, an easier way of making that happen.
Great, thank you. And as Judith has mentioned, we did look at others, and as the working committee, we decided that we wanted not just short and sweet, but we didn't want to have every single definitive action. So it is a succinct document. It's very readable, and John's doing a fantastic job, and your input is much, much valued. Can I turn to Alan, please? Is there a question on the rules of procedures?
Thank you. I just want to make sure that there's a few of us who volunteered to be the drafting team to work with John, and I hope we'll have an opportunity to look at the next draft before it goes out for full public comment. I know from my case, I suggested a very large number of changes in the last version, and I haven't gotten a message from him saying sort of there's another one to look at to do a next checkpoint, but I'd like to make sure that does happen somewhere along the way.
Great. Thank you, Alan. Judith, can you respond to that? That's a tangible answer.
Yes, this is Judith Halstein for record. Yes. Alan, John has gotten all your changes, he's just working through them all, and that he will before we go out to the main community again, he'll give a small team a chance to review them. I know he talked about Glenn and I reviewing them with him afterwards, just to make sure that he understood all the nuances, and then we'll check back in with you guys, and before we put it out to everyone, we will then make sure that people have a chance to review it carefully. Hope that answers your question.
And I believe Seth is actually stating that as well. So yes, everybody, clearly there will be we'll be doing a call like we did the last time. We'll set up the doodle for that. So as an action item, Sylvia, we'll make sure we're communicating with everybody, that everybody has a chance to give feedback on the most current draft. Okay, just moving along in the agenda. Alan, did you have another comment?
No, sorry, old hand.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, folks, so the next page is because of time, I'm just going to give you the link. This is how we try to track stuff that we're doing, whether they are in closure or not, just the work in progress. It's just to be transparent with you on what our secretariat reports are and what we're doing. So just for the record, that is a link to anything that we're doing, some finished, some not. The second item in our agenda, in communication, back to our fantastic newsletter that Eduardo does. Eduardo, would you like to comment on the newsletter?
Just that I'm looking for somebody to take over that in a few months. I'm planning to do this for the rest of the year, but I need to find somebody to take over this by the end of the year. So whoever wants to volunteer can work with me, and I can show you how easy it's done. Thank you.
Great, thank you. And you do this in constant contact, is that correct?
Constant contact, please. The account was provided by ICANN, so you know it doesn't cost Navarro anything. Thank you.
Okay, great. If I recall, Matthew expressed interest in participating, so we'll have to follow up on Matthew. But if there's anyone else here on the call today, don't be shy. Step up, and even if you want to do a section, we can mentor you along. And Eduardo, I'll be happy to do a section in the next newsletters as well.
Thank you.
So moving along on the agenda is the election. So Judith, I'm sorry to prevail upon you again, but if you can walk through the timelines.
Thanks so much. It's Judith Helting for the record. Yes, so we launched the elections a bit early this year, mostly because we wanted to launch it at the GA. And so they were open for more than 30 days that we have available. So we launched them on April 5th, and the nomination period ends on May 12th. After May 12th, there's a week deadline where the nominations have to be accepted. And then after that, we look at whether we have some contested elections and whether we have elections that are not contested. And for the ones that are not contested, we are probably going to do an affirmation of the choice. And for the ones that are contested, we're going to have a vote. And then we will also have a get-to-know-your-candidates form for the contested election so that you can learn who the candidates are and what their issues are, what they plan to do. But that is what that is. Now, as you see on the screen, we have four slots. We have the chair, and we have a secretariat. And both of those so far, I have not looked exactly today, but beforehand they were both non-contested. So if people want to run for that, they are available, and then there's the there's a slot for the ALAC member, and we have two candidates so far, John LaPreece and Seth Reese, and both we were are interested in running, and both have put in their nominee statements and their SOIs. And then we have for the NomCom slot, we have one available, and there's myself and Leah, and both of us have put in our nominee statement, our SOIs, and those are the two spots. Those are the four positions that are available. Again, they are open for nominations until May 12th. That would be this Friday.
Okay, great, thank you. Great summary, Judith. Any questions for Judith on the process or anything at all about the election? So looking for anyone, there's nobody's hand coming up at all. Staff, did staff have any questions or comments on the election?
And do we, it's Judith, do we have any questions on Adigo?
No, does not look like we have anything, Judith. Thank you so much. Okay, going to move along. And Alan, I have you on the agenda item, and we've had this item's review. We did appeal to the community to give comments. There was two sets of comments, one from the at-large and one from the RADL leaders. And so I want to turn to Alan to give an overview on what the status is.
The status is the final report has been posted. There are a number of changes from that last draft that we saw, but not a lot. And we're now going to be starting the process on which we comment on the review to the Operational Effectiveness Committee of the Board. And that is due sometime in the September timeframe, so we have several months. And that's where we're going from now.
Okay. Are you optimistic, Alan? It's Glenn for the record. Are you optimistic that they will actually take our comments seriously? Because the last version, they seem to not really do that. So, just
well, who's
to,
the
I'm
they
curious.
You're talking about? It is out of the hands of the review team now. They have published their final report. Presumably, they have been paid by ICANN, and their job is done. The next comment goes from us, from the working party and the ALAC to the board, the board subcommittee that is in charge of reviews. So at this point, yes, I'm optimistic. If you look at the only other example we have in recent history, that of the GNSO review, where they accepted some recommendations, rejected others, and the board fully accepted the recommendations of the GNSO. So I'm optimistic the same will happen with us, but I have no special knowledge or control. I think one of our challenges at this point is to, where we're not accepting recommendations, is to identify the parts of the recommendations that had some value, even if we didn't think the overall recommendation had value, and make sure to capitalize on that kind of input.
Great. Anybody have any questions for Alan before we move on? Thank you, Alan. Just my quick question. In comparison to the last at-large review, the Westlake report, any general comments in comparison the two documents?
Not really. The process was so completely different. The focus was different. You might recall, or even if you don't recall, the board received the Westlake report and essentially said we cannot act upon it and chartered its own review committee to create a new report, part of which was based on the Westlake report, part of which wasn't. So what we implemented, in fact, was not the Westlake report. Despite the focus of the items group on the Westlake report, it was simply an input into the final recommendations that were made. And this time, that will not happen. Essentially, instead of the board chartering a committee, our working party will be the next phase in the process. So we have much more control over our own future than we did in the last case to say what parts of the report we think are good and what parts we think are not.
Right.
And as I said, remains to be seen exactly what the results are, but I am optimistic that if we put together a good rationale for accepting or not accepting recommendations, that hopefully they will be followed.
Great. Thank you, Alan. And thank you again for all your hard work on this. It's well appreciated.
Thank you.
Folks, I want to move on to outreach and engagement. Just as a preamble, one of our major outreach engagements that we are all were actively involved in, we had an at-large table at the event, and there is pictures of people at the table engaging the Aaron community. People like many of you, and I can't remember everybody that made questions. Like for example, Susanna Gray, she spoke at the mic, and there's so many of us that got up there and asked a valid, good questions during the public consultation at Aaron. But it was the interaction, and I recall that Eduardo wasn't happy just sitting at the table. He got up when there was a coffee break and made sure everybody got a Norello card. And so there was a real great camaraderie of people putting their time slots in. So we had time slots during the each of the breaks during lunch, and then we interacted with Aaron at their socials as well. So I think we had a huge impact. In terms of results, I haven't seen a spike with people coming back and saying, yes, we want to join Norello. This is going to take time. We need to continue nurturing that relationship. And I think they're a little bit more receptive after meeting us all and seeing the value. I had dinner with Judith, with Goran and Richard Zimmerman, and he leaned over to Judith and I and said, what's the synergy here? What can we do together? And we asked Javier, and you'll see it in the report, to summarize that synergy and why it's such an important relationship. And I think we're putting a lot of pressure on the other railos on maximizing that RAR relationship. It's just not asking for money or participating, it's actually being active. So I think Alfredo's actually going to step up on the AC for Aaron, and I'm going to lean on Javier. Javier, do you have any comments at all on the synergy between the two groups? I know you made a succinct comment on that.
Yeah, it's what I said. I mean, it's, well, just to start with, a lot of people didn't know Norello existed, at one level. So they were, who are these people here? And that's on one level. On the other level, it's just, learning from each other. And you know, in a way, I found it very interesting to look at Aaron's take on, their decision-making process and the way they run, their view of multi-stakeholderism. It's I found it very efficient, I thought it was meaningful, and I think we have a lot to learn from that at ICANN. I think Evan made comments to this effect also in terms of looking at Aaron's process and what we can learn. But I mean, it was as I said before, it was everybody learned from everybody. We learned stuff. Aaron, I think, is grateful that we evangelize now in terms of Aaron, because now we can tell our people and our stakeholders, what Aaron is and does a little bit better. We understand it a little bit better. So that's it. I thought we can make many, many comments. The report, as Glenn mentioned, is going to come out. I think there's some good comments made in there in more detail. But it was a good team effort, and I think it's a no-brainer to try and replicate this, as much as possible, because of the critical mass. I mean, an Arallo General Assembly by itself would be good, but it wouldn't be as significant in terms of size, evidently in terms of power to get people there, and of course, what I said before, the significance of the networking when you have something like Aaron people. It's awesome the way you get very high level people to go to the meeting and get engaged. So a lot can be said. The report will come out, but I think, as Glenn says, I think that Uralo and Olivier are looking at this to see what they can do with their right over there and to get maybe an MOU like the one we have over here with Aaron. Just the MOU is really an excuse to do it. It's as Glenn told me, that MOU has been in place for a long time, but now it's the first time that it's having some important results, some operational results. And I think a splash was made, and as Glenn said, people are going to try to emulate it. And it's a good thing that it was very, very well documented. There's a bunch of pictures, there's a bunch of papers, a bunch of documents, a big paper trail that was left about this general assembly. So if anybody wants to do like a reverse engineering of it, they can just look at the record and try and replicate it. So it was a great... great job, and again, a great job, a kudos to Glenn and the team and Judith and everybody, because everybody worked hard, but everybody had fun, so it didn't seem like a lot of work, even though a lot of work happened. So that's it. Thanks again. Bye.
Great. Thank you. And I think that segues into Eduardo's comments and Wes's comments in the chat. There is an errand on the road in August, and this is actually... this is not the first time they did Aaron on the Road, and it's efforts by the team with ISOC Puerto Rico to reach out and do an Aaron on the Road. And I think it's all part of that outreach engagement and ongoing relationship. As Javier has said, it's not a one-time hit. This is a major strategy for us. Why have an MOU if we don't do something? So, Eduardo, did you want to speak about the Aaron on the Road and what serious outreach and engagement, because it's going to lead right up to the North American School of Internet Governance. So over to you, Eduardo.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn. This is Eduardo. The Aaron on the Road event is part of some events that we had planned last year, and we're doing throughout this year for, gearing up to the ICANN 61 in March. We started in February with a small event where we just talked about the internet ecosystem, and we focused on the ICANN and ISOC, the IGF. And now we're doing a series of what we call roundtables that they're going to be running throughout the year, to start talking about issues that have to do with internet governance, the ecosystems, and we're going to talk about ICANN issues towards the end. And then we have this Aaron on the Road in August. In October, we have an Internet Day, which we will probably, again, we're going to start expanding on the internet ecosystem. And then we have another one in February of next year, which we're going to focus in the coming up ICANN meeting and the North American School of Internet Governance. So that's what we have planned since last year, and it's going well.
Great, right. Thank you. And I think we have a question from Alan. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to follow up on Javier's comment. I really should have made it when we were talking formally about the GA. We had an impressive meeting in terms of people coming into the Aaron meeting and learning about Aaron. Now, Aaron's a lot simpler space than ICANN is. You know, the whole concept of the numbers and allocation, it's a lot less complex than names. But nevertheless, I think we have to try to learn from what we saw there and how we did it, so that the next time we have a GA or a summit at an ICANN meeting, that we try to make sure that the people come away from that meeting really, really better understanding ICANN and the ICANN processes, just like we did with the Aaron meeting. And I'm not quite sure how to do that, but I think it's one of our challenges to make sure that the summits that are held at ICANN meetings are as effective as this one was. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Alan. That's really prudent what you've said. Folks, I just wanted to point out that this outreach and engagement strategy that we're talking about now, it goes back to our obligation of a crop strategic plan, where it's not due yet. We start our new crop of trips starting in July, but the draft form is for you to comment. If I can ask Judith just to post it in the chat box. The strategic plan Alfredo is working on for Norello, but the outreach strategy plan is we're expecting feedback, and we hope to have the plan actually presented at our next meeting in total. So please give your comments. Who should we be talking to? Who should be on the list? Who should be reaching out to? What is our gap analysis? So I just want to turn to Dev, and I'm not sure if Dev has any slides, but if not, Dev, please go ahead.
Thank you, Glenn. This is David Anselotson speaking. And indeed, I do have some slides. So while it's loading, I'll first start talking because I know you all have a packed agenda. So thanks for allowing me to be on this call. As some part of the work that the Outreach and Engagement Working Group has been working on is in being involved in a community onboarding project that's happening in the DPRD, which is the group that runs the fellowship and next gen programs. They've been looking at a program that is looking to onboard persons to the various ACs and SOs. So the outreach and engagement, and in particular two key volunteers, Baran Gillen and Isaac Maposa, have been working to try to develop a proper community onboarding approach. So just to go through the slides very quickly, the way we're trying to conceive of this is kind of like a circle of life here. You know, we promote at-large, we get people to understand at-large, they join at-large, they become more engaged, and then those engaged persons can then start promoting at-large. So one of the challenges to really promote at-large, you know, you have lots of word acronyms, TLDs, CCTLDs, GTLDs, we can generate multiple slides for this. There are lots of terminology there being bandied about in ICANN meetings and in ICANN at-large discussions. And, you know, what do these things mean? What are these relationships? And the things we're thinking is that, well, the target audience, which we are trying to reach, end users, academia, consumer groups, enthusiasts, members of our existing at-large structures that are already part of the ICANN at-large community, don't have an understanding of what these terms mean, and then have misconceptions of what these terms mean. And therefore, there's no appreciation of why you should care about these issues. So we saw the need to really develop a series of ordered lessons and toolkits, ordered lessons or presentations, I should say, that could be a toolkit for the community members in educating the wider public, to educate for at-large structure representatives, to educate members in their organizations, and to get persons in their organization more involved, and make it available online and offline. So especially for those persons that, for say, don't have high bandwidth, they could be part of this can be made available on a USB stick, for example. So we've worked, we're trying to work now, and we've tried to come up with several different slides, presentations on these things. And we have conceived of five different ones so far. A start here one, which provides a tailored set of topic slides depending on the audience, what is the DNS, and who coordinates it, which is kind of like an introduction to the what is the DNS, policy challenges, issues in the DNS to educate what are the at-large issues, policy issues that the ICANN at-large community is working on, and an introduction to ICANN at-large itself, talking about what the at-large community is about and it's how to engage with the at-large community, and then I'm navigating at large. And we have links to four of those things. And the fifth one we're conceiving of is the navigating at large, where we're trying to take target it towards existing members to say, how do you deal with I would describe it as the organizational challenges and the operational challenges of being an at large. How you keep track of events, how you do use Adobe Connect, those types of things. So I'll just quickly just show some of the slides some of the pictures from the slides that we're working on. For example, here's our landing page concept. So you're trying to, like, present, identify yourself as what type of target audience you are, and we'll then then link to a set of a sort of path for you to follow in terms of what you can read next. What is the DNS? We try to find like a lot of illustrations and try to really explain at a simple level how the DNS works and what is this ICANN all about. The policy issues in the DNS, that is kind of a, we've done it an interactive slide so that there's like a main menu in the, I do have a thing to draw. So you could look at the various policy issues. You click on it, you see a policy summary explaining what the policy issue is, a link to related videos, and then another slide explaining why should end users care, and then a third slide explaining how what was at-large involvement in this issue, past statements, what the working groups you need to be involved in, and so forth. So, and the fourth slide is like here's some of the excerpts from our introduction to at-large. We've been really refining this presentation slide based on our work with outreach and engagement with the next gen at ICANN face-to-face meetings over the past year. So, you know, we show the various, the map, you know, the key at-large activities, the working groups, like if you have particular interests, these are the working groups you need to be involved in, and some a preliminary thing on how to engage with at-large. So we really want to get some feedback and, you know, some suggestions as how do we improve these documents. The link for all of these documents can be found at this link here, at Large Community Onboarding, and we welcome your feedback, your comments, and your approach, because we're trying to make this a useful toolkit for all of the at-large community, including Novalo. Right, I think I could stop there and then take any questions.
Great, thank you so much. That was fast and sweet. I'm looking. I see Baran is here, and I just wanted to give her an opportunity to add anything as well. Baran, do you have anything to say, or do you not have audio? Okay, I'm not hearing Baran. If she wants to type, that's good. Any questions for Dev? Okay, I have one question for you, Dev. Where do we go from here with this material? How does our community utilize this material? What do you suggest we do? And it's part of our action items coming out of the GA. What would you recommend us doing?
Well, thanks, Glenn. This is Dave. I think, the first thing is to get feedback on these documents. You know, you can go to the link there and make your comments or suggestions there on the wiki. And if you know, and I would say also get involved in the outreach and engagement working group, which is really looking at this, and all of the outreach and engagement challenges in at large. So those are really the two. If you want to get involved in it, and this is something you're interested in, please join the outreach and engagement working group.
Thank you, Dev. Judith, go ahead, please.
Yes, it's Judith Halstein for the record. Thanks, Dev. It looks like really great presentations. I also, as I posted in the chat, I sat in on some of the amazing work that AP Rallo did in Hyderabad on explaining the explaining many of these issues, DNS, what is an OIR, what is ICANN. And I think it would be great if you could blend all that work that they did and those amazing sessions they did in teaching their ALSs who came for that meeting, if we can blend some of that stuff into the, what you have and everyone could be working together and collaborating, I think that would be great because everyone just reinvents their own wheel and there really is no need for that. And it would be great if we all can work together.
Great, thank you. I see Baran's got her hand up. Go ahead, Baran.
Okay, hi, Dev. Hi, Glenn, can you hear me?
I can. Nice to hear you.
Okay, excellent. Okay, I just wanted to agree with what Judith has said. And I think this was apparent in the leadership call that we had earlier today. We do plan to drop in on all the RALO meetings. So, Judith, we do take note, and we will be attending the AP RALO meeting sometime, I believe, either next week or so. So we can board and hopefully bring all the onboarding material together as one. And Glenn, just to sort of answer your question about where we're headed with this, we're hoping a one-stop shop for newcomers and ALSs and people that are coming in from other communities into at-large, one place that they can go to be able to go through some sort of a regimen or some sort of a toolkit or training, be it through ICANN Learn, be it through PDF, be it through PowerPoint, to be able to basically understand at large and be able to join at large and participate and hopefully get to the level of a leadership position. That's what I wanted to add. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. For those who are having a hard time hearing Beren, she basically reiterated what Deb was saying, and she acknowledged Judith's suggestion of the sessions they did in Hyderabad. Again, she's saying this material is meant to be a toolkit. It's a one-stop shopping location. Feel free to lean if you feel that it's missing a bunch of stuff. My own comment back to Deb was that we need three-minute little short video clips that we'll be doing. We'll be doing it together in Joburg on policy issues. So if there's any suggestions that you think we should be improving this material, and I'd like to acknowledge the fantastic work the team has done. And the third person in the team, I believe, is Isaac. It was the three of you. Is that right, Deb, that worked on this material?
Yes, that is correct. So we really worked very hard to start the work leading up to Hyderabad meeting and up to Copenhagen, and now we're looking to really finalize a lot of these materials in time for the Johannesburg meeting. So, you know, we need your inputs now to really improve on this. And so I think Heidi has her hand up. So.
Heidi, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, everyone. Hi, this is Heidi. Again, I want to say congratulations. This is a great start. But as also I'm going to mention it again, as I did on the regional leadership call earlier today, is that if we could, you know, perhaps, you know, make sure that all of this, all of the work across ICANN, across at large, whether it be within the RALOs, and I am aware that other RALOs are doing individual onboarding plans across the ALAC, across the working groups, you know, across staff, at-large staff have a program that we are just relaunching for welcoming new at-large structures and individuals. So, again, just communicate, collaborate. I mean, I think that's so key for this. And Baron mentioned ICANN Learn. You know, all of this could be put into a course for onboarding across the regions. We could do translations. We could have podcasts where they're spoken in different languages as well. And also, just as I mentioned earlier, the Academy Working Group, a couple of years ago, they were already talking about the stakeholder journey, which Dev mentioned earlier, about what where the really the origins of this is. And again, that might be a way to get all of the ACs and SOs coordinating and communicating and collaborating on their onboarding. I mean, there might be best practices that are being learned and that can be adapted to the others. But I think my real concern is that all of these activities are going on for onboarding, and there will be a lot of duplication, and then that leads to frustration and lack of effectiveness. So I think, again, just coordinate and communicate.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi. We changed our agenda a little bit to squeeze in this session, and I do apologize to Alan to do a summary on the forthcoming policy statements. And I'd just like to give the 30 seconds to Eduardo if there's any quick update on NOMCOM that he'd like to share, and then our time is complete. So, Eduardo, anything on NOMCOM?
Yes, we have been working in the past months, 2 months, in selecting the slate that eventually we're going to be discussing in Joburg. So we are almost done there, and it's looking good. That's what I can say. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. folks, I apologize. We did as usual. We had too much for a one-hour meeting. We had a great attendance. We've had 19 attendees today. We are, for such a small RALO, our attendance is great. I'm hoping we can get the enthusiasm of our GA and take us through the rest of the year and pick up the ball on our policy statement. So that's our wish. Please look at the action items. Comment on anything you saw today. But again, we appreciate it. Again, just my last comment. If you are interested in running for any position, please think about it. You've got a couple of days, not too many days left, but if you are thinking of popping your name in, do consider it, and we look forward to chatting to you next time. Thanks again. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, all.
Thank you, now adjourned. Bye-bye.